Making a difference in our community as a business owner, advocate, and philanthropist. This is Christina Ouellette. Christina, thanks for being a community leader.
The Flower Factory, it's grown into this successful and thriving business. What prompted you to make that jump? Why did you decide to kind of take that risk and start your own business in downtown Renfrew?
I think it was always a huge dream of mine to have my own flower shop. And I did work in the city for a very, very long time, city of Ottawa. And when I made the jump to move back home, I just thought, I would like to have my own shop. So I just did it. And with help from my parents of, you know, looking after my kids when they were small and limiting my hours and that kind of thing, I just knew I could do it here in Renfrew.
It started off as a small little shop. I remember that.
Yeah, it was a very tiny little shop. And then I moved over across on the main street where Sweet Tooth is right now. And then I purchased Donahue's Art and Frame and to create my home here for the Flower Factory.
Now, like so many businesses, you are dedicated to your community. And I think that comes possibly from a sense of that your business is thriving because of the community. You've held multiple fundraisers over the years for different organizations, most recently the food bank. Maybe just talk about some of those things you've done, because I know that one of them involved the big guy himself, Santa Claus.
Yes, actually, that one, what we do is Pictures with Santa, and actually all that money went to Bernadette McCann House. I think we ran that for probably about 5 years, and we raised quite a bit of money for Bernadette McCann House. And this time, of course, of what's going on, I couldn't not raise money for the food bank here in Renfrew. We all need it. I've always been taught, I think it's values from my parents, that you need to give back to your community, because your community definitely gives back. And I have to admit, in these times, it's incredible the amount of people that I'm just getting flooded with messages of like, I hope you guys are okay, if there's anything that we can do, or just people just buying something or like gift cards and stuff like that. So it just really goes to show what goes around comes around.
Why do you think that community is so important? Why so much right now more than ever?
Community is important because if we are not here together, then there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing. Where can you draw from? Like this morning, I had an appointment for a pickup curbside, and it was one of my kids' teachers. And my daughter's having a hard time with algebra, and I'm totally tapping out on that. I can't do algebra, I have to admit. And she said to me, get her to email me, and I will go and do a video and post it to her so she can see how to do those problem solvings. And I'm just like floored by that response. And whether you're a teacher, whether you're a nurse, a pizza delivery, I feel it's very, very, very important to give back to your community, because one day you might be down and needing the food bank, Bernadette McCann House, or anything. And I don't know, I was raised that way. It's just my core values, I think.
And it's very reflective in our community. There are a lot of people that feel the same way, so I'm not the least bit surprised.
Well, look it. I had my mini daffodils. I technically should only raise $360. I was able to raise $500 because people are just like, give this to the food bank, give this to the food bank. So it is here. People do give back.
Do you have any advice for anyone who would like to get involved and they don't know where to start?
There's tons of organizations. Call the food bank. Call Seniors Home Support. Even if you're a kid in high school, talk to your counselor at school and go, where can I go and volunteer? Ask your parents. Just ask questions. I've always told, ask questions. Everybody needs volunteers.
Well, I just want to say thank you again for taking the time today to speak with us. And I want to say thank you not only from us here at MyFM, but from our community for not just being a community builder, but for being that community leader that we need so much.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Listen to all of our community builders at renfrewtoday.ca.